您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 So the hit Chinese reality TV show Where Are We Going, Dad? and Dad is Back have lately been criticized of making the children mature too early. A recent report from Xinhua says that some child stars from the TV shows are quite young, and some of these TV reality shows just make more self-centered kids. At the same time, some audiences are also leaving comments online calling on a little girl in one of those shows to be the girlfriend of another boy in the same show. And then during a press conference of that show, the boy jokingly called the little girl wife. 随着爸爸去哪儿爸爸回来了等明星亲子节目的热播，童星越来越受到社会的追捧，不少家长倾尽精力物力财力试图将自己的孩子培养成童星，但是在造星过程中的一些负面因素会不会影响孩子的成长呢？ So let's talk about these reality shows first. Do you think it's a wise idea to include for the parents basically to make that decision to send their kids on that show?
I think it's a great idea for money making thoughts driven parents that use their kids as the golden goose to get more money, you know, and use their kids as like money making machines and make kids work when they're still so young.
Making them work, forcing them to work, aren't they? Don't you think the kids might like to actually go and do it?
That's the thing. That's quite interesting. I have this question whether these kids are aware that they're working, especially on these TV reality shows, when I doubt we should call them child stars when they don't actually need to sing, to dance, or, you know, very difficultly try to acquire some special talent. They're just there being the children of famous people, and that's how they make money. So, okay, I think I just got a little bit too involved there. So I think obviously, you know, for the parents, it could be a good way to make money. And also some of them are trying to cultivate a future star. And there are some advantages to that. But nobody's asking, what about, you know, how is it panning out for the kid? Is the kid enjoying all of this? And also, is the kid being protected by law and not be overworked and all that?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you to some extent. What is the most important thing are the interests of the children here, and they mustn't be exploited in any way. I think generally in society it's very important that children shouldn't be made to turn into adults too quickly. The internet is probably the thing we should keep our eye on when it comes to that. It's full of all sorts of content that's not suitable for most adults, let alone for little children. So I think that's something to keep an eye on. But the other thing is, I mean, you said, are they aware of what they're taking part in? Well, I have very limited experience of this, but I had a friend when I was about seven. A friend of mine's father was involved in the advertising industry, and one day he went to a TV station and he took his son, my friend, with him. And and we were all so jealous, you know, that he'd gone to the TV station. And then when he came back, a few days later, he showed us some photos that had been taken with him in the TV station. And we were even jealous all over again. But what a great day out that was for that friend of mine. And he talked about it for years. He actually, in the end, he went into a career in broadcasting as well, perhaps partly because of that. We also had to put on a school play, and the one we chose to do, because of my friend's experience, we did a TV studio, a newsroom. And so, you know, it can be a very positive experience taking part in something like this, as long as the children aren't being exploited in any way, sexualized, which is an appalling thing that sometimes happens in the fashion industry, for example, and in advertising, and generally made to grow up too quickly. It would be a magical world for them to go and explore, to go to and take part in a TV show.
Right, but Mark, you're saying that this is the magical experience for a kid for one day.
Yes.
When it's for a kid to work like that, you know, 365 days around the year and bring in huge cash, that could be a big problem for the child as he or she grows up. And sometimes in these situations, I feel that parents could be blinded by the immediate financial gain that come as the child becomes a star. And there's great examples, such as, well, really bad examples, really, like the child star from Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, and also Lindsay Lohan. You know, these, they became so famous as child stars, and then things went really badly as they grow up, because I think when kids are made so famous when they're so young, and they are forced to mature quickly, and I think there are some detrimental effect. It's very easy to have, I think it's like more riskier for them to grow up.
Well, for every example that went bad, I can name you an example that didn't. For example, the actor that played Jake in 2 and a Half Men for 9 years.
All right.
I've forgotten his name.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's turned out all right from what I gather. And a whole host of other child stars. But I think, mainly, I think for the majority of children that get involved in television or in reality show TV, it's a very, very tiny part of their life, a minute time of their childhood. It probably, they might only be involved for a few days. I mean, when you talk about child stars being in the limelight for several years, you're talking about a very small minority of children, I think, in that case.
That is true on the one hand, but I think that such kind of reality shows that feature celebrities' kids are going to be a little bit different because their parents are celebrities to begin with. And some of their parents do hope to go back into stardom again, you know, because of their kids' appearance in these shows. And when that did happen, they will bring their kids along to whatever event that they go, a fashion shows or a photo shoots or new movies or new TV shows.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What if the kids have new TV shows?
Well, I mean, as long as they're still going to school, what an exciting childhood. Don't you think so? Meeting all these famous people, going to all these events. Most children don't do anything like that, and I think they'd love to. But as long as their education isn't suffering, and if they're in the charge of their parents all the time, well, then, you know, they're not going to get into any mischief, are they?
Well, I think it's a very difficult question to answer whether they will at least have their education guaranteed, because for a lot of these child stars in high demand for maybe only a very short period of time, I think the balance between the real life and the life in front of the limelight is very difficult to maintain. And here I just like to quote from, well, as our listeners know, I am a hardcore Michael Jackson fan, and he was a very troubled man, although he reached, you know, humongous success in his career. But later on, he wrote this song called Childhood, and he wrote the lyrics to reveal the deep frustration he had with, the struggle between real life and, you know, the TV life that he had. He said that people say I'm not okay because I love such elementary things, and it's been my fate to compensate for the childhood I've never known. He started working when he was 5.
Is that Michael Jackson? Yeah.
Yeah. I love those song, that song, by the way.
Yeah, but he was beaten by his father. I mean, here there are issues of abuse within the family, you know, which might have led him down that path. I could equally counter that with a friend of mine in the UK who is now an adult in his 40s. When he was a boy, he was a child star. He was in Doctor Who. He was in various TV shows throughout the 1970s and 80s. And it didn't affect him at all. He had a fantastic time, made a bit of money, not millions, and settled into a normal life when the acting came to an end. So again, you're talking about somebody who should be perhaps seen in the context of a child who was abused by his father, rather than who happened to be talented and encouraged. But I take the point. But you are taking an extreme example if you look at Michael Jackson. There are loads of child stars, child actors that grow up to have perfectly normal adult lives.
And there are loads that grow up, you know, ending up with, like, drug abuse and all kinds of problems.
They're only the ones we hear about, though. We don't hear about the vast majority of them, who that doesn't happen to, because it'd make a boring story.
And also, they only are famous for a year or two. And, you know, with these things, I think, really, the parents are at helm. And sometimes parents don't really have a good understanding of what they're juggling between, I think.
I think Mark does have a point that we only know about the failure stories, and we don't hear about the comparatively normal kids. But I think also one decisive factor may be whether during that kid's childhood, he or she has, you know, given enough emphasis on their study, their schooling, right? Whether they continue schooling or whether they just went into entertainment, or whether they're shooting one TV show or film a year, or they've only done this in their entire life. I think it depends on what kind of situation is there.
And it's very well documented. If we're talking about proper movies, like Hollywood movies, for example, or children involved in TV shows, it's made very, very clear by the law of the country, in this case, the United States. You know, they must have their education, which is sometimes provided on the film set by tutors. But nevertheless, they are still being educated. And also, there are limits on how many hours children on a film set can work per day as well, which are much more stringent than for adults. So I think that I don't know what if the situation in China would be as similarly well regulated. But, I mean, that's something that could be looked at, I think.
Yeah, that's certainly something that should be looked at. And I think parents really need to be aware that when you are getting your child under the spotlight, you're putting them under bigger risk, and it's your larger responsibility to try to give the child a still comparably normal life and keep them grounded. And I think it's very easy, even for adults, to get lost in all that fame and all that fast cash that's being made in the industry.
But again, you're hinting here at, for example, child stars who might go on to become drug addicts, for example, and their life falls apart. But remember, that happens to ordinary people too, but we just don't hear their stories. You know, for every adult drug addict in this world whose life has fallen to pieces, there is a tragic story behind that person's life. We don't know it because the newspapers think we're not interested, which actually we're not, because people are obsessed with celebrities. So those are the only stories we hear about. In other words, maybe these people would fall prey to drug addiction anyway, even if they'd gone to work in a supermarket instead of being a movie star. We simply don't know, and there's no way that we can know. But I think that you're tending to focus on the extreme small negative minority, whereas it could perhaps be a very positive experience and a wonderful memory for a child to be involved in some sort of a TV show. And for most of them, it'll only be for a few appearances, something to tell their friends. They've got the videos of it to keep for the rest of their lives, to have their parents show at their wedding, and so forth.
Yeah, I think it very much depends on what the parents think and do for their children if they're small children. What I hate the most are parents who, on the one hand, say, you know, media, please do not focus on my kids. You know, I want to protect them from all the spotlight. And on the other hand, take them to all sorts of activities to make money. You know, you can't have both. That's only my opinion. And also our listener, I don't know whether it's her name or his name is Hello or a Hell C, because, you know, C and O sometimes can really look similar. Anyway, this is our listener says that he or she is a student and the first time joining our discussion. And he thinks that those, you know, dad, where you're going, dad, you're back. Can dads just stay still? So he's saying that, you know, I don't think that these reality shows about children are attractive at all, and I don't think they're very good for children. Plus, he's probably a fan of Marcus, he says. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I think my view is actually shaped on my envy of my friend, you know, when we were 7 years old, really.
That's true.
When he went to the TV studio and I didn't, and I wish I had.
And He Yang's views are shaped on her love of Michael Jackson and what he turned out to be.
Yes, and he repeatedly talked about that, how a childhood shapes the adult life that you grow into. And I think that is true. And for, you know, those lucky ones who I think their parents manage the child star's life rather well, I think those are, you know, the really rare extreme examples, I think. I think there are so many, you know, tragic cases like Michael Jackson that...
Well, there aren't so many of them.
Okay, well, so the only things you disagree is on numbers. Which one is the majority and which one is the minorities?